look at it from two stances here on the DeSantis-Trump thing. I don't think DeSantis is going to run, but I could be wrong. A lot of people believe he's going to. Maybe, you know, a lot of these guys will test the waters. As you know, they'll run committees and then they'll never run. They'll just test to see where they're at, where they're gauging things. But he may actually run. But at the end of the day, on the side, I'm a Trump guy, but even on, as the side I sit on, you know, Trump has taken jabs at him for three straight months. And then this stuff breaks with the SDNY and all the Trump supporters are like, DeSantis must disavow this. I'm like, what the hell are y'all talking about? He's called him everything from Tiny D to Ron DeSanctimonious and made fun of him for 3 months. And now you think he's going to come out and defend Trump after all that? I mean, Cruz and Trump didn't get along until after Trump had won and was the president. And now they're kind of buddies. They, you know, they mended that. And it's going to, you know, these processes are a fight. They're a battle. And there will probably be a time when the dust will settle and these two guys will be hanging out at a dinner and laughing and shaking hands and they'll figure it out. But right now, they're at odds. And so I think for either side to expect one or the other to back the other right now with all the mud that's being slung, it's not going to happen. We got to quit having that. When you look at the Stormy Daniels situation, and, you know, I remember when that broke, you know, in 2016, I was still doing media. I was investigating Seth Rich, but I was doing my media stuff in the evenings and I was working for a Fortune 500 company. And I would be in my office and, of course, everybody knew I was a political guy and they'd be like, oh, man. You know, what do you think about this? It sounds horrible, doesn't it? Well, all the women were like, oh, it's horrible. And every guy would be walking around the, you know, the water cooler talking. They were like, hey, did you hear Trump might have banged Stormy Daniels? And everybody's fist bumping. You know, like no guy was like, oh, my God, you mean he had sex with a hot porn star? The nerve of that guy. I mean, it's Donald Trump. I mean, he's on like, you know, none of us were going to Donald Trump for marriage advice, Colonel. You know, it's not like any of us were doing that at that time. I don't think it's the stain that people think it is on him. Stormy has made at least three that I know of public written signed statements, some of them even with affidavits, as well as some of them notarized, saying she never had sex with him. So you're going to put her on a stand when she's got written statements that are notarized with and also affidavits saying she didn't have sex with him. Then you're going to put on the lawyer who is in federal prison for lying. Those are your two star witnesses. Yeah. The porn star who has written documented statements that are notarized and affidavits that didn't have sex with him, and then the lying lawyer who's butthurt because Trump wouldn't pardon him. If that's your two star witnesses, I'm saying bring it on if I'm Donald Trump, and I think that's kind of where he's at with this. But at the end of the day, it's more about our republic, like you said. The fundamental thing that this brings is a horrible, horrible precedent to make in our political system. It weaponizes politics. It weaponizes the Department of Justice and these federal judges, whom most are liberal. And when I see people say, well, when Donald Trump gets elected, he's going to come in and fire all these judges. And my response is, okay, is he going to use the Democrat-led Senate to appoint new ones? You dumbasses. I mean, no, that's not going to happen. So we're at a real crossroads here in this country. I think, you know, lines are being drawn. But people, it's not too late. I was trying to figure out the way to word this, Colonel. It's time to pick a side. Not wait. Don't wait till January of 24. If you're going to beat the Democrats, organization, activism, you know, activism starts when you turn the doorknob and walk out the door. And it's got to start now to have a shot to take this country back. And I think this takes away from what's really at stake here. That's maintaining the House in 24, keeping it, somehow getting the edge in the Senate, and getting Donald Trump back in the White House. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to give you the floor here again. And I agree with everything you said on the situation with Trump in New York. I don't even know how that's ever going to even process, and it'll be interesting to see what happens here. But if the focus of the idiot conservative, should it not be Senate? You know, of course, the local levels, you and I fight at all levels. You know, for those who know, Colonel helps at all levels. He helps candidates in all different states. Rob is fighting all over the place that you don't see behind the scenes. But, you know, obviously city councils, school boards, state legislature, you know, state Senate, all of that is as equally important as the Senate, the Congress, and the presidency. This should be our focus right now as a party. It should be all in on 24. How do we flip, you know, city councils that are Democrat? How do we flip school boards? How do we flip state legislatures? How do we get, you know, this guy's in a plus 7D district. It's doable. What do we got to do to flip this thing from blue to red? This is how you take America back with strategies like this. Not all of this rhetoric that's flowing on social media. And I'll yield back because I know this is your wheelhouse too, Colonel.
Yeah, well, let me take on the Trump DeSantis response issue first, Matt. You know, one of the issues is that at some point you got to step out of the mode that there's a primary going on already, and Donald Trump is in the primary, so a lot of these things that he has said are all associated with the primary at that point. Now, Mr. DeSantis is not in. He's not in. What I was expecting him to do, and he kind of partially did it when he said, you know, he called out Bragg and the prosecution itself and those kind of things. But then he didn't go. He went down the road of acting like he's a primary candidate, and that and it implied that the charge against Trump about Daniels was true. In his statement, and that was just a misstep. I'll chalk it up to a misstep that surprised me and disappointed me in that, because that issue, this issue of Bragg and the prosecution, needs to be outside of the primary. And I think that's where President Trump himself is coming from his public comments about it, is that this is not about the Republican primary. We got to take it out of that aspect in that context and put it in the context that this is about the Republic. You know, as weak as a lot of us think the Republic of the United States is, this is going to completely destroy it. It will no longer exist at all and is unrecoverable, in my opinion. So the response from Mr. DeSantis, while I actually tweeted out that I was grateful about it, I went back and looked at all the comments a few minutes later and said, whoa, wait a minute. He's implying that the charges are true in his comments. So he went into primary candidate mode, and he's not a primary candidate. And I was expecting him to say things like, look, you know, if a request for extradition is in play here, the state of Florida, where Mr. Trump is a citizen and a resident, will have to look at that. And we're not going to do something that is against the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Florida, against a citizen of Florida, that's not appropriate. That's what I was expecting to hear from him yesterday, and unfortunately, he didn't go down that road.